Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Children,
Nalene, nalene faso kono, nalene jawara doni faso kono.
Thank you. estamos soñando en ti. Yo, check this out. This is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
عطيتك أكتر ما في لا ما تقلي لو روق علي شوي مشيني على ضو عطيتك أكتر ما في لا ما تقلي لو شو يلي صاير فيك شو يلي بيرضيك على بعضك خليك وخليني بالجو شو يلي صاير فيك شو يلي على بعضك خليك وخليني بالجو روق علي شوي مشيني على ضو روق علي شوي مشيني على ضو عطيتك أكتر ما في لا ما تقلي لو شو يلي طاير فيك وشو يلي بيرضيك على بعضك
بعضك خليك never suited you. And they said that when we grew up, we'd get married and never split up. Oh, we never did it. Although I often thought of it. Oh, Deborah, do you recall? The house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get married. I would be living down here on my own. On that damp and lonely first day years ago. You're the first girl at school to get rest, and mine said that you were the best. All of the boys, I loved you, but I was a mess. I had to watch and try and get you undressed. We were friends, that was as far as it went. I used to walk you home sometimes, but it meant, oh, it meant nothing to you, 'cause you were so popular. Deborah, do you recall? Your house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get married. I would be living down here on my own. On that damp and lonely Thursday years ago.
To remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative, and you've got the face on. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today, when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train and then the traffic was a state, and I can't be arsed to carry. To get things off the ground, and it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today, when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
When Barney was at school, they said he'd never make the grade. He was living in a kipper coloured dream. Barney ought to learn to concentrate, his teachers used to say, as he drifted in the bottom stream. Barney was a waster, got no bits of paper, ended up attending the machine, turning little piggies into plastic packaged sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. Barney seemed to lack ambition, didn't hear tomorrow call, didn't want the overtime for extra pay. He just left his limbs to labour when he donned his uniform, while his mind was floating freely far away. It was press, turn, screw, lift, early shift and late shift, every day the same routine, turning little piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. It was on a summer's evening, Barney crossed from work to home with a twisted tube of metal that he found. And he stuck it in the garden like a broken totem pole, and he planted piles of pebbles all around. That boy's no use, must have a screw loose, thinks his bit of metal's gonna grow. Barney felt the silence in his head begin to melt, and in his heart a spark of laughter seemed to glow. Barney's game became a passion, all the free time that he had, he was in the garden knocking out a space, piecing broken things together with devotion in his hands and a sweet seraphic smile on his face.
Mother said you can't, no.
Father said the same, no.
Littering a little bit of lawn.
What are we gonna do with him?
Why can't he be normal?
He's been troubled since the day he was born. Every day he brought back something, he was nicking things from work, he was picking up what others threw away. Cans and kettles, boots and bottles, all the refuse of the earth, he assembled in a giant junk display. Copper wire, car tires, plastic pots, broken mops, worn out wheels and one of water tank. What a silly game to play, what a waste of effort, he'd be better if he went and robbed a bank. Look at Barney's weird contraption, high on iron girder legs, reaching steel and tin can feelers to the sky. As it wobbles in the breezes, its Belisha beacon heads seem to nod and wink at all the passers-by. Every day he'd do a bit, every day it grew a bit, sprouting like a jungle in the rain. The neighbours watched in horror as this multicoloured monster escaped from his loony bin brain.
Barney's work began to waver, he was failing his machine, the foreman said he wasn't giving of his best. So the job enrichment expert analysed his work in speed and devised a scheme to give him added zest.
It was press and screw lip, press and screw lip, early shift and late shift, every day the same routine, turning twice as many piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen.
Barney's folly neighed the neighbours whilst disfiguring the street. There was baying from the purity crusade, and the careful lads informed him that the bylaws had been breached, while the blowflies buzzed round every movie made.
Watch out, Barney, special Roger after you, got you fully photographed and filed. Officialdom is closing in, oblivious of everything, Barney feels as happy as a child.
It was on a winter's morning, Barney worked the early shift, when inspectors came with agents of the law. They dismantled Barney's monster, dumped it on the council tip, left the garden neat and tidy as before. Home comes Barney, can't believe his eyes to see space where his creation once held sway. Shadows seem to fall on him, silence seemed to swallow him, frightened Barney turns and runs away. Now they say that Barney scavenges the scrap heaps of the town, never answers to his name and no one knows why he wants to throw his life away, just wandering around, building crazy patterns everywhere he goes. And still it's best turn screw lift, early shift and late shift, other limbs are minding his machine, turning little piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen.
Watching the moon passing by, me, Ben and Josie and John in the heather, and stars falling over the sky. We may on my moor. Your mother may love you, your lover may love you, but Stanage doesn't love Stanage. Now don't you pack up, get off of my moor. Be rest assured now that nothing around you, oh, nothing around you is yours. He burnt my ear, said you do not belong. Stanage doesn't love you. Your mother may
Politic needs your mind. Politic needs human beings. Politic needs lies. That's why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Drugs. Politic use bombs. Politic need torpedoes. Politic needs blood. That's why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Politic need force. Politic need cries. Politic need ignorance. Politic need lies. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills. Cries. Politic need ignorance. Politic need lies. Politic need force. Politic need cries. Politic need ignorance. Politic need lies.
Line and then Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
We'll be right back. She's got something you don't want to know. Listen to the lady.